Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Fight week, the weekend coming up. Monte Carlo is the venue, and another chance for Stephen Smith to get his hands on a world title belt. Let's catch up with his trainer, Joe Gallagher. Morning, Joe.
Morning, how are you?
Great, thanks for joining me. How do you feel personally on fight week? You've been through many of these, particularly with a world title at the end of it.
To be honest, I don't sound blasé. Listen, it's just another week. You're just going there, and more business-minded approach. You're just going there, and you're there to do a job. And you're full attention to detail come fight week. And these are the things when it's on about making weight, fight gloves, size of the ring, then little things that people don't really see behind the scenes that become very important things come fight night.
You've seen the highs and the lows of these world title shots, haven't you? And you know the margins that make the difference.
Yeah, obviously Stephen Smith, who's unfortunate early on in the year when he lost to Pedraza over in Connecticut. After eight rounds, the American broadcasters, the officials, had it level after eight rounds. Then in the ninth, Stephen got caught. And it was just that switching off for a split second cost him, really. Pedraza went on then and won rounds 9-10, and Stephen came back for the last two. And that's a warning for him for this fight. This Saturday, Jason Sosa is a big puncher. And Stephen can't be allowed to switch off for a split second in this fight. And I do feel he would have learned an awful lot from the fight in New York earlier on in the year now when he fights Saturday night.
It's the WBA featherweight crown. When you're ringside, how closely can you sort of analyse? If you think back to that fight with Jose Pedraza, how closely or how much attention do you know to where he is in the game, if you like? Are you trying to score it yourself in your head besides doing everything else?
Yeah, of course you are. You're always viewing the contest, having a feel for the contest and seeing what judges are viewing the contest beforehand, see how they score fights. You do all your homework, and then when you're in there, you have a feel for the fight in the way that it's going. Obviously, Sosa is a big punching super featherweight. He has had a lot of knockouts with body punching. So I'm sure he'll be looking to make a fight if it was Stephen. But Stephen Smith is an outstanding amateur. He's got good boxing skills. And I do feel we need a Stephen Smith with good feet for this fight. And like they say, they can't hit you if they can't touch you.
I think Stephen even said himself, Joe, that he was worried that he might not even get another chance to get one of those world title shots. I mean, I suppose, you know, I don't know, it's at Stephen's age or where he is. I think for everyone else, they always thought, well, it will come along. As a boxer, if you don't win your world title fight, is there always that thing in your head that says, have I missed my one chance?
Yeah, I understand that, because that's what they do when they all turn professional as young kids. They all want a challenge against the best in the world. But if you look at his older brother, Paul, he fought Arthur Abraham, had another shot, then Andre Ward. Liam Smith just fought one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world in Canelo. But like you say, Liam's ready to go again. There's talk of him versus Miguel Cotto. Stephen, people thought, oh, that was it, he was shot up for Pedraza. But Eddie Hearn's done a fantastic job in getting him another shot at the title against Jason Sosa. And he's got a different stylistic opponent for this fight. So I'd say Stephen's got a better chance of winning this one come Saturday night than he did earlier on in the year. And also, so it's about timing as well in life. It's about timing and some things. I remember being in the corner with Matthew Macklin, Boston, Germany for the world title. And that kid just had a perfect camp, a perfect fight. And we just didn't get the decision. Some nights it's just not your night and you have to put your hands up. And then other ways it's just a case of saying, listen, it's not your time yet. You've got to go back and come back again. And I think that's very much the case in Stephen Smith. I think this is his time now.
And of course, when Paul went to fight Arthur Abraham in Germany, you're then facing the German judges as well. There's no particular sort of aspect of the judging in Monte Carlo that would bother you as a trainer?
No, not so. Like I say, it's an hour's flight away there. Stephen can be as close to home as he can do. Sosa's doing the travelling this time. He'll have to deal with the jet lag, the making the weight, the water retention. So, I know there's a great support going over there to support Stephen Smith. We've also got Martin Murray on the card from in this region. So I'm sure they'll all make themselves heard over there. And Paul had great support in Germany. And I don't feel the judges will make much difference to this fight come Saturday night.
It's an interesting venue, isn't it? Monte Carlo. It's got a bit of razzmatazz about the whole thing.
Yeah, it has, to be fair. It's the type of place you imagine the likes of Anthony Million Dollar Collar to fight at. with these Monaco more than Stephen Swifty Smith. But no, it's a fantastic place and a venue, and the amount of people. I think all the girlfriends are going out there. I think lots of people are coming out to support Stephen, not just to support Stephen, but just to take in a sightseeing trip as well. It's a beautiful place.
They're a great family. What would the dream for you be? Obviously, Stephen does this, and then the other three brothers get another shot in 2017.
Yeah,
is it likely for all the other three as well?
No, definitely. Listen to the Smith story in boxing. It's a fantastic story. And the city of Liverpool and then in the North West should be so proud of them. We all thought it was fantastic when all four of them won British titles. Liam's become a world champion. Stephen, there's a great chance of him becoming a world champion. Paul, we're trying to get another shot. And Callum Smith's got a fight, possibly the winner, and Jack and James DeGale by the end of the season. So this season, all four Smith brothers could all fight for world titles. And what a fantastic achievement that is. And they've been great ambassadors for the sport of amateur boxing, and they're also doing that for professional boxing, and that's like true gentlemen outside of the ring, and they're a credit to the family and the city.
They certainly are, and Stephen's a great lad as well. What's his biggest asset? You know, what do you need to say to him before he heads into the ring to try and sort of lift this this WBA featherweight crown?
There isn't much to really say, Stephen. I think Stephen knows the importance of this fight. I think it's just a case of Stephen, sometimes he can get a little bit worked up himself. I think it's just a case of keeping him relaxed, go out there, not have too much pressure on his shoulders, and go and do what he does best. And Stephen, relaxed, happy, is a great fighter, and that's what we've had for this camp. Stephen's very relaxed, very happy, done everything right, his weight, and I think he's going in there knowing, listen, Sosa is no Pedraza, although he carries more power. I just think Stephen, boxing ability-wise, has got the beating of this kid, and I just need Stephen to go out there and enjoy himself and don't tense up or freeze on the occasion. And Stephen does that, I think he'll come away with that belt come Saturday night.
Joe, have a great week. Stay out of the casinos.
I haven't got no money for that, mate.
Have a brilliant week. Fingers crossed, we'll be watching it. All the best. Joe Gallagher there, Stephen Smith's trainer.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.